Tarth and Shaw took over the maintenance of the campfire and the pot of stew over it, Ben's ostensible reason for staying at the camp all this time, and the others settled down to eat. Luke, Leia, and Ben sat apart, a Jedi cell.
"Do you feel it?"
Luke asked. Leia and Ben nodded. Leia glanced toward her husband.
"It has something to do with him."
"Really?" Luke sounded surprised.
"He hasn't been here long enough to give anyone reason to harm him." "That doesn't take Han very long," Leia assured him. "Meaning that it may have something to do with his relationship with Dathomir from before, when he theoretically won at gambling."
Ben shook his head.
"If it were just him, maybe. But I'm feeling malice that's more widespread."
They quieted for a minute as Tarth and Shaw moved among them, distributing bowls of stew. Ben ate, surprised at how hungry he'd become just from hours of spying. He himself had assembled the stew from ingredients provided by the Dathomiri and scavenged from the supplies brought by the offworlders. It was largely made up of redgill fish, sliced tree tubers from the rainforest, and tart clusterfruit leaves, all seasoned by Ben to spicy Corellian standards. He had to admit that it had turned out pretty well. Then he felt just a trickle of alarm, and wondered if, somehow, the stew had been poisoned while he wasn't looking. Luke and Leia felt it too. It appeared that Dion did as well. The man's head snapped up, and he looked around. Leia rose in a smooth motion and walked over to her husband.
"Don't move, Han."
Her voice was pleasant enough. He stopped with a wooden spoon halfway to his mouth.
"You want to remember me just like this, right?"
"Sure."
She leaned over him, past him, and grabbed at something on the ground.
"Oh, no, you don't."
When she straightened, she had a serpent in her hand, gripping it just behind the neck, and it was in the process of coiling around her arm. It was mostly green, with red and yellow bands decorating it. The color scheme was one of warning. Han came upright, as if he were a puppet yanked to his feet by an overly energetic child. His stew splashed across Carrick's legs. He spun around, somehow keeping an eye on Leia's snake, while also scanning every meter of the ground near him.
"What the?"
"Kodeshi Viper."
Shaw's tone was flat, but her eyes were big.
"Most poisonous serpent in the rainforest. It bites you. You die in minutes. No antidote. But they're good to eat."
Leia displayed the serpent to Shaw.
"Are they found around here?"
Shaw shook her head.
"It's too cold here at night."
"It was directed." Luke kept his voice low, but everyone at the Offworlders' camp heard him.
"That's what we were feeling. It was directed through the Force."
There was a cry from elsewhere in the camp, a man's cry of pain and dismay. It was so visceral that it brought the rest of the Offworlders to their feet, and they craned their necks to look in the direction of the noise. It came from a campfire in the Broken Columns camp, and they could see, at this distance, a group of men standing in a circle, some of them bending over, swinging burning brands at something on the ground. Finally, one of them drew a blaster pistol and fired. The others waited for a moment, then backed away and turned their attention to something on the ground a couple of meters away, something Ben could not see. Luke, Ben, and their companions headed in that direction, as did scores of Dathomiri. And then there was another cry, again a man's cry, from elsewhere in the Broken Columns camp.